Welcome to On the Grow, where the journey is just as important as the destination. The podcast where we embark on the exciting journey of intentional living within the whirlwind of busy family life. Join us, Cyrus and Michelle, as we navigate the chaos with laughter, love, and a shared commitment to fostering growth. So whether you're a seasoned parent or just starting your family journey, join us each week for candid conversations, heartwarming anecdotes, and valuable insights. Let's grow together, laugh together, and build a community that celebrates intentional living.
Hi all, my name is Cyrus Jaffrey. Welcome to the first episode of On the Grow podcast.
Yep, I'm Michelle Jaffrey, your co-host for this podcast. We're so excited to be here with you guys talking all things growth mindset within family, navigating the relationships and how it changes in your marriage, and then applying it to the business side as well.
Yep, we're super excited. Just for a lot of people that don't know a lot about us, we're a family of five. We have a seven-year-old, Sophia, five-year-old, Jonah, and then a two-year-old, Mateo. We call him Gooey Gooey. So this podcast, I guess where it came about was I wanted to, there's a lot of podcasts for business and stuff, and I don't listen to a lot of podcasts when it comes to family. And what's the dynamics of the family look like? I just don't hear a lot about them. So we wanted to create a podcast where we bring actual life stuff on a podcast and talk about it and figure out a way to grow from it and become better parents, become better business people, and then become a better relationship with each other as well. And I'm in the insurance industry and tech industry as well. I own about 12, 13 different agencies, a tech company, and a couple of other things. So busy lifestyle. And with that being said, there's a lot of things that happen. And I want to make sure that we talk about all that stuff as well. And then how we take that on inside of our family as well.
Yeah, I echo everything he said there. We do a lot of our own personal development and a lot of our own growth within mindset and in our habits, day-to-day life. And we're really that way as individuals. And it's been up until recently where we kind of had this notion of like, we need to be doing this within a relationship and within our family. We do so much individual work. It's time to really come together now and take it to the next level as a family and introduce the kids to this idea of personal development and this growth mindset within the home. So that's kind of where this came about. And for those of us who may not have known this term, it's like a relatively new, I feel like it's almost a trendy term, growth mindset. You're hearing it pop up everywhere now, but I would describe it as the belief that you can improve and develop your abilities through effort, learning, and perseverance. Would you say that's an accurate description of how you define growth mindset?
I would 100% agree. I think the biggest thing there is learning, right? So a lot of people, you learn a lot on podcasts. I do, and I'm ashamed of saying this, but I learn a lot about the business side of things, how to do this or that, how to become a better business person, but you don't really learn a lot about it and to kind of work on that. And that's where like Michelle comes in, and she tries to guide me with some of those things, sends me a lot of things about the kids and stuff. And that's what we wanted to talk about on this podcast and bring it to light and help the families that have young kids and have businesses and entrepreneurs and all that to be able to potentially take their personal life to the next level. At the same time, they're taking their businesses to the next level as well.
Yeah, definitely cultivating that room for both to succeed. I've been kind of tired of having to choose and feeling like we have to label ourselves in this mentality of like a fixed mindset. That would be kind of the opposite of a growth mindset where it's like you have to choose, right? It's either, for me, it was either choosing your stay-at-home mom or your working mom. And, you know, for a while I fell into that trap of feeling like I have to choose and feeling like I had to put myself in this box. And I've really decided lately that we can have this growth mindset and it doesn't have to be a black and white and either or. It can be an and a both, and there's room for both of those. So it's really overcoming those fixed mindsets and kind of transitioning to a world and a society where everything can kind of coexist and blend together more seamlessly. And so I really feel like that's been part of our journey too, is overcoming those fixed mindsets. A lot of people feel like, I am this way, I am such and such, I identify as, maybe it's your astrology sign, maybe it's your human design type, maybe it's your Enneagram. You know, there are a lot of these trendy tools out there that can be so beneficial in getting to know yourself, but it doesn't define all of you. We're people who are multifaceted and we have so many different purposes and interests and passions. And it's okay for them to all come together and create this really well-rounded human being and bring those into our family life and then personal business as well. So I feel like it's going to continue to be a process of changing the narrative from more of that fixed mindset and those black and white ideas to seeing it as a blend and seeing it as opportunities to grow. And so I feel like it's really been changing in our household from not saying, oh, we're this way and this is what I am, but seeing we can be this and, or there's room for all of this. So,
yeah. And I would say this is happening to our kids as well. Because Michelle stayed home for a long time and she did some travel agency stuff. And she's always like, oh, I want to be a mom.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to do in life. And not that mom is not important, but as she's doing this coaching and this development and all this stuff, my daughter, Sophia, used to say, I want to be what are you going to do when you grow up? She always used to say, I'm just going to stay home. I'm going to be a mom. And now she's starting to say, not that anything is wrong with state being a mom, but now she's starting to be like, hey, dad, like she's kind of learning that, okay, mom is doing some of these other things. Like moms can go to work, do the things that they need to do, but at the same time, come home and be a mom as well and do the things that they were doing before. And now she's like, dad, I think I want to be a teacher maybe because she's seeing that like she doesn't have to stay home if she doesn't want to. She could do other things in life as well and still be a good parent. Which is pretty important for a lot of kids to understand that you don't have to be exactly your mom or your dad. You can be yourself, whatever you want to do. That's a part of being a growth mindset as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally like foster that within her, of like getting to choose who she wants to be. Obviously, we're both very good at not, putting any, you know, what's that word that I'm looking at? Like, we don't require them to be anything. We don't really put a lot of pressure on that. Mm-hmm. We really support who they are as individuals. But I think it's important for her to see that you can be a mom and have that be your light and your life and your passion, but also have passions outside of that. And it doesn't take away from my love and my interest in them, but it just adds to my experience and makes me a better mom when I'm fulfilled in other areas of my life as well. But my priorities will always be my children first and my family. And I can be both. I can be a working stay-at-home mom, or I can be a stay-at-home mom who works from home. Because a lot of times that's what I do, is from a home mm-hmm. office. I'm always expanding on what I enjoy and what I do, whether it's my books or my coaching or my programs. But I'm doing things from home, and it can be both. So not having to choose. And that's kind of what I really liked about this notion of growth mindset, is feeling like I don't have to choose. Like it can be this, or it can be fluid, and it can be more, in and out, like a wave of fluidity, instead of having to be more fixed. Even things like, I heard this notion the other day of like not waiting for the perfect day to go outside and play. It's like, you know, we're brought up with some of these ideas of it has to be, you know, especially in the Midwest when we have unpredictable weather and really cold temperatures and things. It's like, oh, we can only go out inside and play when it's sunny and it's over 50 or whatever. You know, it's like, no, we don't have to wait for the perfect element. We don't have to wait for the perfect day. Any day can be a day to go out and play if we decide it is. And mm-hmm. so it's really just the way you look at even simple things like that, it translates to the bigger things in your life as well.
Yeah. And I think the outside example with our kids, and I think this podcast, I think what we're going to do is have some real life experiences of things we were doing in the past and things that we're changing now internally in our house, to just be on a different level when it comes to energy and all the other stuff. So one of the things was our kids, as we know, like, so sunlight, right? So one of the pieces of getting energy without caffeine and things like that is just being outside. And there's so many studies that have been done that it's like, hey, if you get a morning workout, or if you just go outside and spend 30 minutes in the morning or in the afternoon outside, you just gain more energy, right? And that's the same thing with the kids. So as kids, our kids have been acting up the last like 5 winters, I would say. And it's because like we would just never go outside. Like if it's like 20 degrees or 30 degrees, we'd just be inside, going downstairs, upstairs, playing inside. And kids are not like they shouldn't be inside all the time, because that's where you get the moodiness and that's where they kind of get whiny and stuff like that. So what we have done is basically just said, hey, listen, when I come home from work and it's 4 o'clock and it gets dark in the winter here at 5 o'clock, So maybe we would just go outside at 4:30 or 5 or whatever for 30 minutes, put on your jacket, put on gloves. Like, let's just go outside. And as they come back, they're just a completely different person when they come back, completely different kid, because they have more energy now and they're basically playing and having fun and all that stuff. And they're happier when we do those things. So that's one thing we have implemented, is just daily. Like yesterday, Michelle just said, hey, in the past, I maybe would have stayed in, but I'm going to put all three kids in the car and I'm going to go take them to a play date at a friend's house, and they're going to go play, because I get energy from people. That's why I love going to the office. And kids do the same thing. When they're around other people, they're playing, they learn, and they always gain energy from those, from this. So when they come back, it's a lot better when they come back and they're in better moods. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it just goes back to that whole point of, we don't have to wait for the perfect elements, the perfect temperatures, the perfect time for things to feel like they're, you know, perfect in our life to do certain things. That's something that I've really tried to erase from my vocabulary personally altogether, is this word and this notion of perfection, because it doesn't exist. And so you're always going to fall short, and that's going to affect your mindset if that's what you're striving towards. So I know that we've really changed in our house to strive to just do things, you know, act more on the feelings. We want to cultivate experiences and feelings and memories more so than the appearances and the appearance of perfection, because it's always kind of, you know, a notion we'll fall short of because it doesn't exist. How we do our family goals and vision boards, it's kind of helps to foster that growth mindset, something we like to do at the beginning of the year. Of course, we talk about it in 2024, but because of your business side of things, you continue to talk about your goals and stuff all year round. So it's not something we just do at the beginning of each year, but it is something that we like to continue to bring up and reflect back on. So do you want to chat a little bit about vision boards and kind of family goal setting?
Yeah. So in our organization, everybody's required to do a vision board for every year. And what we did last year was, I think last year was maybe our second year, where we had the kids build a vision board as well, like a big thing where they basically put on what they want to accomplish in 20. Now, Jonah was like 3 years old, so his stuff's going to be like,
Eat a pizza.
Yeah, it was one piece of pizza, Skittles.
Go to a scary movie or like something about Halloween.
Yep, and like a scary clown. Like, that was literally like on his vision board, was scary clown. He loves guns, and a lot of boys do, obviously. And he loves, he's a complete boy, right? Like, so his stuff was different. And then our daughter's was a lot different than obviously Jonah. And we even made one for our 1 year old. But there are small steps that you have to accomplish. And my vision board, I completed about 90% of my vision board because it was visual, you know, and so is a lot of our team. A lot of our team put their stuff on the vision board. And it's funny because if you look at it two years from now, from the ones that they did 2 years ago, potentially, and look at it now, they have accomplished like 90% of them. Some of them is like, I want to buy a house, or rent an apartment, or I want to buy a new car, or I want to go on my first vacation. Like, that's okay, right? Like, a lot of people are going to have different things on their vision board, but I think it's extremely important, and then have it visually in your office somewhere for you to be able to look at. Same thing with our kids, to have the vision board to have in there, and then they have this planning every year, something to basically look forward to. It really helps me personally. It has helped all of our team as well. They accomplish a lot more when it's on your vision board. You kind of give it a little bit more gas when it's on your vision board, because you're visually looking at it. You're like, man, maybe I make that extra call, or because I know that's going to equate to this much money that I'm going to need to go on my first Disney World trip, right? So just having it visually versus not having it visually, you're going to be able to accomplish a lot more of that. And same thing with the kids as well.
Yeah, and I would say as leaders in our own organization, because as a mom, you are the leader of your organization at home. Granted, yes, it's a collaborative effort, but for the most part, a lot of times mom sets the tone in the home. And for Cyrus, he's the leader in his organization with a bunch of other leadership positions that help him as well, too. But I think our intentions as leaders are different. He's definitely, I would say that you're kind of more of the, you are like driven and goal oriented. And so you really see those as motivating, whereas I'm more on the nurturing side in my leadership. And it's more of like, I just want you to have something to look forward to. It just is keeping your mind on the future and keeping you thinking forward, but not necessarily as important as what you tick off or what you complete. Whereas I would probably say that yours is more towards like, if I'm going to put something on my goal board, I'm going to get it done. Whereas mine just like, good job, honey. Like, mm-hmm. I love that you're looking forward to something. And so,
but it's the right combo between the two, right? It's like, yeah. I'm pushing them a little bit more to basically finish the task. And you're more just like, hey, just get it on the vision board for now.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll accomplish 2-3 years from now, but you're building good habits to be able to do the things that you need to do long term.
Absolutely. So you need the collaborative of both those different like leadership styles or, you know, motivating styles, because they definitely work together and there's a time and a place for both. So that's something we definitely try to take turns on as well too.
And the vision board, I would say one more thing is, like one of the things on my vision board this year was that I want to spend more one-on-one time with the kids. Alone, right? Like one-on-one time. So, and maybe in the first 6 months, I didn't do a good job of that. And then, but I had the vision board. One day I was showing somebody the vision board. I'm like, oh man, like there's a couple of things in here that I haven't hit. And one of them was one-on-one time. So then I intentionally in the last quarter, as you have known, I've spent a lot more time individually with the kids because I know that's important for them. Because when you have 3 kids, because we have one of the kiddos out of the 3 that takes a lot more time and energy from us, and it just drains maybe the other 2 kids' energy, sometimes it gives them the ability to basically have that special time with their dad or mom, and that's important to me, that's important to them, and they feel special, and they build that connection. Because I'm seeing, like with Sophia, for example, like she's like a... Our relationship is honestly like a roller coaster. Like we have really good times when we go on those one-on-ones and spend time just like you. And then there's times where like I don't go one-on-ones with her. I spend a lot of time with my sons and I don't build that deep connection with her of going in her room and spending one-on-one time with her. And I can tell that she's like, no, I want to do stuff with my mom. As I spend time with her, she's more like attached to me more, which basically tells me that I need to do more one-on-one time because she's getting detached. As I'm not spending time with her, which is normal.
It can happen in marriages too.
100%.
It's just like anything where you put your time, where you water, you know, is where it grows.
Yeah.
And I think that there is something important to remember and reflect on too, is that we're in this season now of life where it can start to change in that direction of being able to make more one-on-one time with each kid. But there were definitely seasons and times in our life where it wasn't that way. I mean, you've essentially grown 2 insurance businesses from the bottom now, you know, twice, which means when you're an entrepreneur starting out, things are tough. Money's not there. You're working all hours because as an entrepreneur, you never have time off. So it's definitely also remembering the seasonality of things. And we are in a season now where we feel very blessed that we're able to take a little bit more time. But there were seasons where that wasn't possible. So for the people listening who maybe are stuck in a job, maybe they're not even fulfilled, or it's a 9-to-5 or a little bit more rigid, or they're running from different things, like just understand that there are going to be seasons of your life where it will be possible. And there were times where it wasn't for us at the beginning of the business. We didn't have as much time, effort, energy, or money to do some of these things together. So it just is remembering that things go, like you talked about the roller coaster of your relationship. That's kind of life, right? Like everything has ups and downs, and that's how it goes. It's a cycle, just like there's a cycle of the moon and of all these different rotations. Mm-hmm. And within our world, there's a cycle within our lives too. And, you know, even within a woman, you know, you have your own personal cycle and you're at your best at certain times and you're not at other times. So just recognizing some of those patterns in the seasons of your life and knowing that if it's not there right now, the time, you know, keep positive because it'll be there where there'll be more time. And some of it is too a mindset thing of being intentional with your time. And I know we're going to do an episode about time management because it is really important and we're both pretty intentional and focused within our time. But that's obviously a key piece of carving out this individual time, because people are probably thinking, how do you make it happen with businesses and after school activities and appointments and all the other things? And we get it. We're in so many programs, we're in sports, we're in businesses. So it really is being intentional with your time. And I know we want to touch on that in one of the episodes, teaching about time management and focused and productivity, but just remembering that everything in life is cyclical, and there are going to be seasons and ups and downs. And so there'll be a season for that too, but really cherishing and being intentional when you do have the season where you have that more time to be intentional with the kids.
Yeah. And I think if it's important to you, it will be done right. Even in those tough times where like we didn't have a ton of money, and twice now. And even this was like 3 years ago, like where we were first starting up scratch. But there were some things that were important to me as far as like, okay, like at 4:30, like I got to head home. Like, and you're not working on a Saturday. Whereas a lot of people, there's not one person that I've talked to that have 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds that are out of the house that have said, I wish I didn't spend more time with my kids. There's not one person. And there's, so as far as the growth mindset goes, I think intentionally, a lot of people, not that you have the money, a lot of times people almost use that as an excuse as well, because they're like, well, I'm an entrepreneur or I'm building a business and I don't have time. But to be honest with you, you're never going to get your 7-year-old to be 7-year-old ever again. I mean, I look at the growth of like my daughter, like I used to read her books every night for the last like 6.5 years. I haven't read a book to her that's kind of my alone time with her in the last like 3 months. And before I'd be like, man, I got to go read a book to her. Golly, like I'm tired. It's a long day. Like, the last thing I want to do is go read a book with her. But I knew it was important to her and I knew it was important to me. But sometimes I didn't feel like reading a book to her. And now I wish she would call me to say, hey, Dad, can you come read me a book? Because she's outgrown it, right? So I feel like no matter what life you're in, yeah, 100%, you're not going to take 2 hours during the middle of the day like I did with Jonah yesterday to go to Dave and Buster's and play video games, right? But in those times, just know that like you're never going to get those times back. So no amount of money is going to give you your 7-year-old back, your 5-year-old back. So having those times to where like for me and you, that was one thing that she said. She said, okay, yeah, you could go start from scratch again. But here's the thing. You have to be home at 5 o'clock because your kids should be important to you. And it was obviously for me, which I did. I was home at 5 o'clock every day for dinner, which was important for us. And then not working on the weekends. And that first year, I would say I would come home, put the kids to bed for I would play with them from like 5 to 7:30, and they'd be on a couch till like 12, 1 o'clock working after the kind of the kids went to bed, because we have to kind of do what we had to do because we had no money at the time. So if it's important to you, you will certainly make time for it. But I encourage you to spend more time and not have to worry about the money.
Yeah, I like that. And of course, I'm all about that. For those who don't know, I did write a children's book called Don't Grow Too Fast, Please, because I'm so aware of how fast the time goes. And it's not to shame any parent who can't have time. Maybe they travel for work. Maybe they work a 9-to-5. Maybe it's, you know, it's in the medical field and hours are different, or, you know, it's hard to say. So it's like this definitely isn't. I'm very conscious, and, you know, my nurturing mama side is like, but, you know, we love everyone and we do. And we know that it's, again, the seasonality of life and there are certain times. But I think you do make time for what's important. And sometimes it's just the extra support in time management and seeing, looking at your habits. And that can be a big thing, too. You may not realize it, but, you know, I've gotten in bad habits of, you know, scrolling on social media or binge watching something, or, you know, there are a lot of habits that we do to just kind of, we use it to, you know, numb or to just numb ourselves or just to kind of zone out for a little bit, get a little mental break. So just kind of looking at some of those habits and being intentional with your time, I think has been really the takeaway there for us. But yeah, we obviously, that's what we're about. We definitely cherish family time. And I think that because of some of the struggles we've been through, this doesn't come from a place of, oh, you know, we know it all or X, Y, and Z. It comes from a place of we've been through a lot, like both of us collectively and individually as our own human experiences. So it definitely comes from a place of suffering almost at some points of little mini traumas or big T traumas, whatever you want to call them. But we've each had our own individual hurts and pains like anyone in life. So it really comes from a place of we have learned and we really have the heart to share with others what we've learned and just some of these subtle reminders of to keep what's important kind of, because it's easy to fall into what society and what the media tells us is important, even like the holiday season. You know, we're shown images of cars and necklaces and diamonds and all the gifts, but what is the season really about? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just that gentle reminder, that inward reflection of what things are really about. So I always, Cyrus could get really passionate, and that's one of the things I love about him. And we're both working on effective communication, and we're going to do an episode on that too, because that's definitely been something that we've been working towards, because communication is everything in life. It is just absolutely everything. I am so big on communication and the way in which things are communicated, but save some of that for another episode. But yeah, I know he gets super passionate about some of that. And while we love spending quality time with our kids, we understand that sometimes there are a lot of factors at play too. And maybe it's a split.
Sometimes just 2 hours. Like the 2 hours, if you put intentional time in those 2 hours, put your phone away and just truly be in there with the kids, it's probably the same amount as 8 hours of somebody else who's just not intentionally being there, being there with their kid. And then the other piece of it is, we just did something that was really cool. I learned this from another person. So everything we're telling you, we've learned from other people, we've experienced it ourselves. We just said, hey, like, what's Christmas really about, right? As a growth mindset, like Christmas, we were telling our kids, we basically turned all the lights off. We had a candle and we just said, hey, let's talk about what Christmas is really about and what you're grateful for versus like the gifts and Santa and all this other stuff that probably comes in, because Christmas is not all about that. Christmas is a lot more than just obviously gifts and stuff like that. So we basically turned all the lights off, had the kids kind of focus. And the light was because like kids are just very sporadic. Their kind of focus is everywhere. We were just get them to basically just say, hey, focus on the candle over here, right? And then let's talk about, okay, you go first, Jonah. What do you think Christmas is about? Okay, Mateo, what do you think Christmas is about? And his words are obviously he's 2 years old. And then Sophia, which is more of our older person that basically is probably smarter than me, to be honest with you. So that's another tip for you guys, for a lot of people that you guys could do potentially. You know, this podcast, we're going to give you a couple of tips that we stole from other people that were implementing that has helped us. So that could be a tip that you could use with your kids to kind of tell them a little bit what right now Christmas is really about, not so much the gifts and other stuff. But I'm sure some of you guys are doing different things. So as we are ending the podcast here, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I just want to tell you guys that we're super excited to share a lot more things with you guys, and we're looking for some feedback from you guys as well. If you guys like this episode, or if you guys want to hear about other things that you guys want us to talk about, or if you would like to be maybe one of our person that comes on the podcast and share some of your insights with us, please reach out to us. My email is cyrus@teamcyrus.com. We are going to bring some guests as well once in a while. That's going to basically share some things, and we enjoyed you guys listening to us, and we're looking to give some feedback as well. So do you have anything final parting ways or?
Yeah, well, no, I think it was good. We really wanted to just kind of share our goals and our intention, and it'll kind of, obviously our podcast name is On the Grow, a play on words there with the growth mindset aspect. And like I said, we want to have a lot of episodes coming up around time management, intentionality, obviously communication. I'm even big on love languages, because as we talk about Christmas and presents, we all know that is not one of my love languages. That's not how I give or receive love. So just meeting people where they're at in life always. So just those aspects of things too. So keep in tune stay tuned for those episodes coming up, and we're excited to see where this takes us. And this is kind of like our date, I guess, during the day. This is the most we get to talk all day as parents of three little kids who are like in their whiny phases and all the things too. So definitely want to share more of our stories too, and share the vulnerable and the raw with you guys too, of things we've been through. Because genuinely, we come from a place of wanting to serve and wanting to help others. And so we hope to share some more of that side too.
Yep. As we're going to leave this podcast, we'll leave this like this. Go grow.